Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart with a message for February 23rd. Your place. We read in Esther chapter 6, verse 12. Afterward, Mordecai went back to the king's gate, but Haman hurried to his house, mourning and with his head covered. What a difference a day makes. One day earlier, the king had announced to Haman that he was invited to a banquet presented by Queen Esther, and only he and Haman were to be the guest at this sumptuous banquet that the queen was preparing. And he hurried to his place. But on the way, he saw Mordecai, and it distressed him. It distressed him because Mordecai did not bow and scrape before him as others did. Mordecai was faithful to the God he served. Haman was faithful only to himself. Haman is not an easy person to like. He was the antithesis of righteousness. He was evil personified. He had already made arrangements for all of the Jews in the entire kingdom under Ahasuerus to be killed on a certain date. And now this Jew, this Mordecai, who sat at the king's gate, was a goad in Haman's side. And when he went to his house, he gloated about his wealth. He gloated about the number of children he had, all of the wonderful things that he had. But he said, there's just one thing that bothers me, and that's that Mordecai. He will not bow to me. He will not show me the respect that I deserve. You see, his place was a place that he had set himself up as something special. Mordecai, however, was one who was always there at the king's gate. I see something in Mordecai. I see a man who was so much a part of the scene that others did not even recognize his presence. This was so much so that when two of the king's bodyguards had talked to one another about exterminating the king, they were going to kill him. Why, I have no idea. We're not told. It's just the fact that they were plotting to have the king killed. Mordecai passed the word on to Esther, who passed the word on to the king, and the king investigated, found the finding was true, and those two men who had been plotting to assassinate the king were brought up on charges, and both of them were executed. Mordecai, however, always was there at the king's gate. He did not allow the fact that he had saved the king's life do anything different than had been done before. And when Haman came past time after time after time, and others would bow and scrape before this evil man, Mordecai would not do so. And as he thought about what to do, he had the word from the king that he and Haman were invited to the banquet. And so he told his wife and his friends about all of this wonderful honor that was being afforded to him. In his place, he He boasted. He was a braggart. He was one that was so difficult to like. We're not really told, but I don't think his friends held him in high regard. I'm sure that they felt like if it was to their advantage, they would give him acknowledgement. But still, he was not the kind of person that was easy to like. And as he talked about the fact that he and the king alone were invited to Esther's banquet, his friends suggested a diabolical plan. That diabolical plan was to have Mordecai impaled on a pole. Let me just say, in your scripture, as you read the translation, it talks about gallows. Folks, the process of hanging a person on a rope from a gallows did not occur until hundreds, over 1,000 years after this time. When it mentions gallows, it is actually speaking about a spike sharpened at the end. The person who was to be executed was impaled on that pole. So when Esther returned to his home and told his friends about being invited to the banquet, their suggestion was that he erect a pole some 75 feet in the air. Now think about, where in the world would you find a pole that was that long, that tall? Somewhere he found one. He had it prepared. And he had the delight in thinking that man who had been so distasteful to him had rejected his demand for honor was going to be executed on that pole that was prepared for him. And I'm sure in his heart he thought, boy, finally, in my place I am king. And in my place I have prepared for the execution of my enemy, Mordecai. But Mordecai was in for a rude awakening. You see, his place was not the place where he had security. And as he went back to the king with the idea of impaling Mordecai, the king had not been able to sleep. And the king said, as the chronicles were read to him in the middle of the night, and it mentioned that Mordecai had reported about those two guards at the king's gate that had planned to assassinate the king. And immediately he said, what has been done to reward the man who saved my life? And they said, nothing. And suddenly, Haman came into the scene. What a difference. Mordecai's place was at the king's gate, but Haman, his place was at his house. We're going to talk more about this story tomorrow. Your place, what does it mean? What kind of place do you have? Is it a place of security? Is it a place of honoring the Lord? Or is it a place of gloating about what you possess? Heavenly Father, as we close this message this day, a short message but meaningful message, we each and every one of us have a place where we go, a place where we can be ourselves. Sometimes those places are not a place where we should be going. Instead of honoring you, sometimes those places are honoring ourselves. Forgive us, Lord, in those times when we focus our attention upon ourselves rather than upon you. I pray, Lord, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart would always be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.